Thank you, Brother Sid. May we retain the words you have spoken in our minds. Take them back to our homes and ecclesias. Thank you once again, and we look forward to your words this evening. Basis of fellowship for the Arkansas Christadelphian Bible School activities, as reaffirmed and republished in 2014, is as follows. Our basis of fellowship is exclusively the principles of Scripture as defined in the Birmingham Unamended Christadelphian Statement of Faith, including the epitomized commandments of Christ and doctrines to be rejected outlined therein. In order to be consistent, our fellowship should be with those whose belief and conduct, especially in the matter of partaking of the emblems of our Lord's sacrifice, are in accord with the principles set forth in this statement of faith. We will welcome those to our fellowship at the table of the Lord who accept the principles of the Birmingham Unamended Statement of Faith and who practice an exclusive, consistent fellowship on that basis of faith. Those who do not meet these requirements will be asked to not partake of the emblems during the memorial service at the Arkansas Christadelphian Bible School functions. Anyone who will partake of the memorial emblems with those who believe and or teach false doctrines do not fall under the description of exclusive and are asked to not break bread at the Arkansas Christadelphian Bible School. Also, if you fellowship the amended UOWAIT, NASU, CGAF communities, and also the WCF and Operation Onesimus organizations, you're asked not to partake of the emblems here at the Arkansas Christadelphian Bible School functions. We also asked anyone having been divorced and remarried after baptism, even under the auspices of Matthew 19:9, to refrain from the memorial emblems here. As I stand here in September of 2015, I just wonder, in the time that we have left before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, I just wonder how many more organizations are going to be formed to try and bring unity to this community that we belong to. But it seems like these organizations that have been formed, they tend to put into effect this idea of agreement where there's disagreement. And I just don't think that works. I don't think it's going to. It is for some of those in our community. Hopefully, I hope it never does here. When we contrast the wickedness, the darkness, and the blasphemy of this present age with the magnificence and glory of that which is to dawn when the Lord shall reign from Jerusalem, then we as John will say, come, Lord Jesus. Let's turn to Isaiah 64, verse 4, along with what Brother Sid said regarding, I have not seen nor ear heard. Isaiah 64, verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O Yahweh, besides thee, what thou hast prepared for him that waiteth for him. And let's also go to Psalms 31:19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. How great is thy goodness. And it was our Creator that provided His Son to accomplish a huge, extremely important part of His plan and purpose for this earth and man. And at this time, before we consider Jesus, I would like to sing our memorial hymn, hymn 153 in the old hymn book and 174 in the new. Let's turn to Hebrews, the second chapter. verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Keep your finger there and turn back to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5. Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the image of God, did not grasp at equality with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the stake. Verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Let's turn back to Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 10. Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Skip over to verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the diabolos, or the sin nature, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to help them that are tempted. Let's skip down to chapter 3. Take heed, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast and to the end. And we should be very thankful that Yahweh in his wisdom has, through his apostle Paul and his son Jesus, instituted this memorial service whereby you and I are made mindful of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Made mindful of the sacrifice of Christ. And I think this memorial service, that we do each first day of the week, I think it helps us, it helps accomplish that, remembering the sacrifice of our Lord and Master. At this time, I would like to the brothers that I have asked to please come forward.